I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Before we get into this week's events, I want to let you know that this is the last Act Locally Waco segment of 2018. We'll be off the rest of December. But don't be sad. We will return on January 11th, and between now and then, you can access the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Okay, Ashley, let's start with Christmas at Cameron Park Zoo and Zoo V Night.
Christmas at the Cameron Park Zoo is from 3 to 5 today and tomorrow from 9 to noon. Be sure to bring your camera to the Special Events Pavilion to pose for a picture with Santa. They'll also have train rides and other Christmassy activities going on.
Tonight at the zoo, you can enjoy the last Zoo V Movie Night of 2018.
They'll be showing the Polar Express. Gates open at 5:15 for you to pick your spot and spread your blanket. The movie will begin at dark. Admission is $5.
The Jubilee Theater has some Christmas craziness on stage tonight. They're presenting Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some.
I love this idea. The idea is that instead of performing Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol for the umpteenth time, three actors decide to perform Every Christmas Story Ever Told plus Every Carol Ever Sung. So it should be a fun run through everything Christmas.
The show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $12. And if you miss it tonight, you can catch it Saturday evening or the Sunday matinee.
The Brazos Theater is performing their Reader's Theater production of It's a Wonderful Life tonight and tomorrow night. Done in the style of a 1940s radio broadcast, this show has become a holiday tradition here in Waco. The doors open at 6:30, and everyone is invited to come early for the special pre-show reception with the cast and crew. The show starts at 7:30. General admission is $18. VIP seating is $27 and includes front row seats and extra gifts and treats.
There are a couple of great Christmas music opportunities for you this weekend.
On Saturday evening, First Baptist Church is hosting Oh Come Let Us Adore Him, a concert with Grammy Award winner Cynthia Clawson and Dove Award winner Bruce Greer. This will be an eclectic show, including old and new music to appeal to people of all ages and tastes.
First Baptist Church is located downtown at the corner of 5th and Webster. The concert starts at 6:30. Admission is free. An offering will be collected to support the work of Mission Waco.
And on Sunday evening at 6 p.m., the St. Albans Choir will present the much-loved Christmas service of 9 lessons and carols, 9 short Bible readings which tell the story of the fall of humanity, the promise of the Messiah, and the birth of Jesus will be interspersed with carols and hymns sung by the choir and congregation. The concert is free, and there is also a festive reception to follow. Nursery care will be available.
Okay, the Mayborn Museum is filled with Christmas delights this week, and on Tuesday at 11 a.m., you have an opportunity to see the Warehouse Puppets production of Santa's Magic Bells. Following the puppet show, be sure to explore the museum for other holiday-themed activities, all included in the cost of admission. The show will be repeated several more times throughout the week. Check the museum website for times.
On Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5, the South Waco Library is hosting a Christmas make-and-take party. It will be a Christmas crafting session for the whole family, including edible Christmas trees, ornaments, and snowflakes.
The South Waco Library is at 2737 South 18th Street, and admission is free.
On Thursday, the Waco Civic Theater presents their annual night of fun and fabulous entertainment, appropriately named the most wonderful show of the year. It's a musical review full of singing, dancing, and Yuletide fun. The show starts at 7:30, and tickets range from $5 to $15. And one last little announcement, since we won't be talking to you again until after the new year. Don't forget that you can call Waco Transit to schedule a free ride to and from your New Year's Eve party. The reservation line is now open and group bookings are welcome too.
Thank you, Ashley, for all you do for our community and for KWBU. I look forward to working with you again in 2019. And here's to you having a wonderful holiday season.
You too, Brody.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Merry Christmas.